How do we get maybe a similar type of rainbow from, say, a compact disc or a surface of a puddle with oil on it? Or these all seem to have the same effect.
Yes, that's a good question. And the reason that you see a rainbow effect on oil is because of what's called interference. Now, oil, when you put oil on the surface of water, it spreads out into a very, very thin film, which is anything, it can be anything like 10 molecules right up to about 100 molecules thick. So it's very, very thin. And each of them can act like a tiny mirror. So when light rays bounce off the surface of the water, some of them will bounce off the water surface and some will bounce off of some of the oily film surfaces. And because the light is a wiggly wave, if you make the wiggly waves not line up with each other, then where you get an upward part of one wave lining up with a downward part of another wave, the two can cancel out. And this is called interference. And so you get a pattern or of colours, which is according to how much of that interference is occurring, which is why you get this rainbow effect, because you've got oil films of different thicknesses causing different amounts of this interference phenomenon coming off the surface.
Well, it's the same on a bubble, I suppose. Yeah?
Exactly the same. A bubble is an oily film, and you can get different thicknesses of bubble film because it's just flowing. It's a liquid flowing, and that's why you see those funny spectrum colours coming off the surface of a bubble.
So is it also possible to have the same effect from a moon beam?
Like from a moon?
When we look at the moon, would that give us also a moonbow?
You do get some similar effects from the moon. What you actually often get is the moon reflecting off ice crystals in the atmosphere. When you get the really high clouds made of ice crystals, you often get a similar sort of effect. It doesn't look as spectacular as a rainbow, and it's not necessarily as common. It's a lot fainter. But you do get a similar sort of effect, yeah.
Right. Quick go to the fact or fiction for you, Alan.
Okay.
The concept of atoms was first proposed 2,000 years ago. Do you think that's fact or fiction?
The concept of atoms. I would say that's very likely true.
Absolutely true. In fact, it was the Greek philosopher Leucippus of Miletus and his pupil Democritus came up with the idea about 450 BC. That was quite a tongue twister, that. Sorry.
Democritus.
Indeed.
And your next one, Alan, you've got to get this right to stay in the game because Connor's already got 2 out of 2. An earthquake measuring 8 on the Richter scale would be twice as powerful as one with a magnitude of 4. Is that science fact or science fiction?
I would say that's fiction.
Absolutely true. The Richter scale is what we call logarithmic, so every time you go up one number, actually you're multiplying by the strength by 10. So actually it would be 10,000 times more powerful rather than just twice as powerful.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
Alan in Kent. It's the Naked Scientists with Chris and Phil. In a second, we'll be talking to Chemistry World editor Mark Peplow about what's hot this month in the world of chemistry.